Yeah, I think I've heard that from Paul Richardson about myelomas now that I'm thinking about it. What about this other agent? And I've been hearing more about this. It sounds kind of promising, or this kind of strategy, epacadostat.
Epacadostat is an IDO inhibitor, and IDO is a substance made by tumors and by antigen-presenting cells. That's yet another immune suppressive influence. It's not like a checkpoint. It's not a molecule on the T cells. It's a soluble material or material that's at the membrane of the cell that acts to suppress immunity. It sucks up certain amino acids like tryptophan, and if the T cells don't have any tryptophan, they are not happy. If you have tryptophan or other essential amino acids, the T cells work better. So it's an indirect way of boosting immunity. And if you use an IDO inhibitor alone in melanoma, it doesn't do anything. It has almost no anti-tumor activity, but it looks very promising if you add it to PD-1 blockade, because in a mouse it works great to boost the effects of the PD-1 blockade, and in the initial trials in people, of which there have been two or three, there's been epacadostat plus nivo, epacadostat pembro. You get a very high response rate in the 50%+ range. And again, you expect maybe 40% frontline response rate with nivo or pembro alone. But most importantly, the progression-free survival looks like it's about a year. And PFS is your endpoint because with PD-1 antibody alone in most trials, progression-free survival is like 6, 7 months. If you go up to 12 months, that's probably a real change. And if you do enough patients in a phase two study, figure, I don't know, 50, 60, 70, 80 patients, and you see a PFS across the board of 12 months, I would say that's very encouraging. And I'd certainly bet that in a randomized trial, pembro epacadostat would be better by virtue of better PFS than pembro alone. And we'll find that out early in 2018. I think there's this randomized trial ongoing, and it should have enough time to mature to give us those data.
This is an oral agent.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to take.
No tolerability issues.
Minimal toxicity changes versus pembro alone or nivo alone. I say it looks like a very promising idea. And now we're looking at ipi nivo epacadostat. So we're doing the double combo. Now we're looking at the triple combination. That'll be very interesting. I like that idea.